Okay, good afternoon. Again, my name is Jennifer Shirley, and my master's research is at the University of Florida, and I'm going to talk to you today about soil, water, and nutrient use in low-input rhizoma peanut bahia grass mixes. So as a background, the bahia grass is a warm-season tropical perennial grass. It's mainly used as a forage, but can also be used as a low-maintenance turf grass for medians and highway right-of-ways in the southern United States. So the problem that we're seeing is that bahia grass is declining along major highways, medians, roadside right-of-ways, and often these declines are a result of declining soil fertility, aggressive mowing practices where, especially on slopes, they are mowing and scalping the plant all the way down to the soil, disease pressures, and environmental stresses. So in the picture on the right, you can see weed encroachment into the declining bahia grass stand, and these declines often result in erosion problems, which you can see here, the weeds encroaching into the bahia grass, and here's the big blowout. So because of this problem, thinking that maybe we can put some other species of plant into the bahia grass that will help the bahia grass. So we have rhizoma peanut, or perennial peanut. It's a warm season tropical forage. It is somewhat like annual peanut, but it does not produce a peanut. It is perennial. And one good thing, it originates from the same region in South America as the bahia grass. And rhizoma peanut is a nitrogen-fixing plant. So rhizoma peanut has deep roots and is capable of mining nutrients deep in the soil profile. This is good for it after mowing or cutting. It allows for more soil nitrogen available to grass associates. And because rhizoma peanut is a legume, legumes tend to mine or recycle more cations than grasses. So putting a rhizoma peanut into a bahia grass establishment may help mitigate against disease and pest cycles. And we have quite a few genotypes that have different growth habits that we can choose from putting it in. So this leads to my hypothesis that a mixed bahia grass rhizoma peanut sward may provide a more resilient ground cover under a low input management. I had two field plot locations. They are both in Florida. The first one is in the panhandle of North Florida, the North Florida Research and Education Center. And then I have the other location in South Florida, the Gulf Coast Research and Education Center. So both locations have different soil characteristics and soil series. At the North Florida location, we had a fuquay series, the loamy soil, and it is shown by this picture right here. At this location, we found a pH of 6.1, which is slightly more basic than the pH found at the South Florida location, which was a 5.2. At the North Florida location, we found that there was more cations and anions than at the South Florida location. At the South Florida location, there was a modified Zolfo series, which is a representation of a urban soil. A spodic fill dirt was brought to the top, and that actually produced a higher phosphorus content at this location. So from my materials and methods, plots were established in 2011 and 2012. Plot sizes were 3 meters by 3 meters with 3 replications. The plots were fertilized during establishment only, so no additional fertilizer was brought into the plots, except at the South Florida location, we did find some of the bahia grass declining, so we did have to fertilize a little. We did use 2 bahia grass cultivars and 2 rhizoma peanut cultivars. of the Bahia grass cultivars. We have Argentine, which is a commonly used Bahia grass along roadsides and is generally aggressive. The other Bahia grass, we have F9, which is an experimental dwarf line, which would prove beneficial since it has a dwarf stand, it would be low maintenance costs and less mowing. Of the two rhizoma peanut cultivars, we have EcoTurf, which is a commonly used rhizoma peanut for forage, and then Quincy 6 Beta, which is the experimental line, which we found has been more aggressive and is able to sustain in a Bermuda grass stand. So we measured a few things. The first thing we measured was the soil pore water nitrogen. These we measured using porous cup lysimeters, which placed one per plot at 1 meter deep, and we collected these every 3 weeks. Soil moisture was also measured using a capacitance probe, where a low radio frequency was able to measure the soil moisture in the soil, and these were measured weekly at NFRC. And we also collected above ground biomass, which we used as an indicator of plant density. These were collected using a 1/4 meter sampling square, where we left a 7.6 centimeter stubble height. These were collected twice a year. And during harvest, we separated the mixed plantings into Bahia grass and rhizoma peanut components. So you can see in this picture is just the Bahia grass, and then this middle picture is the Bahia grass and the rhizoma peanut mixed planting. So in the following slides, I'm going to talk about the results. The first results are from the North Florida location in 2013, and this is the above ground biomass yield, again being an indicator of plant density. We have the total dry biomass with every treatment. The blue bars represent the Argentine Bahia grass, which again is the more aggressive Bahia grass. We have it either in monoculture or with the other two rhizoma peanuts, EcoTurf and Quincy 6 Beta, in mixed plantings. The orange bars represent the F9 dwarf Bahia grass in monoculture and again in mixed plantings with the two rhizoma peanuts. This purple bar represents the EcoTurf monoculture rhizoma peanut, and the green bar represents the Quincy 6 Beta monoculture rhizoma peanut. This graph shows that the F9 Bahia grass Quincy 6 Beta rhizoma peanut mixed planting yielded higher total biomass than the EcoTurf rhizoma peanut monoculture. The graph to the right shows the percent biomass of rhizoma peanut in mixed plots. And again, we have the purple bars are EcoTurf rhizoma peanut into each Bahia grass. And the green bars, again, are Quincy 6 Beta rhizoma peanut into each of the Bahia grasses again. And we can see that the Quincy 6 Beta rhizoma peanut, which again is the more aggressive rhizoma peanut, has a higher percent biomass in the mixed plots compared to the other rhizoma peanut. So again, we have the same data for North Florida location, and this is in 2014. Again, the same color bars corresponding to the type of Bahia grass and the rhizoma peanut. Here we see that the two rhizoma peanut monocultures yielded greater total biomass than any of the other treatments. And the percent biomass, again, in rhizoma peanut yielded more than the previous 2013. At the South Florida location, again, the two monoculture rhizoma peanuts are greater than the other treatments, although the Argentine Bahia grass and F9 Bahia grass in monoculture seem to be less total biomass than in mixed plantings. And again, the percent biomass of rhizoma peanut is greater. Now we come to nitrate readings, which measured through the lysimeters. We have both the North Florida location and the South Florida location. And from this graph, we can tell that the soil pore water nitrogen was less than 1 ppm, which did not impact environmental factors. And the soil pore water N trended with the rainfall. So as rainfall increased, the soil pore water N increased. This leads to the natural abundance N15 measurements that we took in 2014. We measured the above ground tissue in N15 to determine if the rhizoma peanut was in fact contributing to the bahia grass nitrogen uptake. So again, these samples, the mixed plots, were separated into rhizoma peanut and bahia grass components. We didn't use the monoculture bahia grass as a reference plant, assuming that the bahia grass is not fixing nitrogen because it is a non-nitrogen fixer. This slide represents, again, the North Florida 2014, and again, this is preliminary data. The graph on the left shows the fixed nitrogen amount across the treatments of only bahia grass. We have bahia grass Argentina monoculture and F9 bahia grass in monoculture. And it seems that bahia grass might be fixing nitrogen a little, a small amount. So we use a reference plant taken from a near location of 54 different lines of Bermuda plants, and we use the B value as from annual peanut because we do not have the B value from rhizoma peanut. And the graph on the right just shows the rhizoma peanut component, where the monoculture rhizoma peanuts were greater in fixed nitrogen than in mixed plots. So for future work, we plan to continue and analyze. We're going to continue first with the N15, the bahia grass and rhizoma peanut components at the South Florida location. And to also continue, we're going to analyze for N15 the roots and the shoots taken from both locations. And as you can see in this picture, we have columns of bahia grass and rhizoma peanut that are currently growing in a greenhouse in nitrogen-free medium, and this can give us better B values and reference plants. Thank you. Yes, I think your question was that why there was some speculation of nitrogen fixing in the bahia graph.
Yeah.
From the graph, it does show, and the delta values of N15 does show that it may be fixing some nitrogen at the North Florida location. That's something that we're going to be looking into in further research. We are unsure. It was an unexpected finding